exercise not only changes your body, it changes your mind, attitude, and mood. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about some of the amazing mental health benefits of exercise. Enjoy.
We all know that exercise is important and something we should incorporate regularly into our lives because of the multitude of health benefits, from cardiovascular to bone health, decreasing the risk of diabetes, etc. There are a number of great health benefits. But using health benefits as a motivator is unfortunately not a very compelling reason to go to the gym. It has been shown that having short-term benefits such as feeling better either during or immediately after a workout is a stronger incentive to get people to work out. Additionally, challenging yourself in a physical manner through regular exercise makes you a better person all around and carries through all aspects of your life. Now here's the key point. Exercise forces you to learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I love that because it's so powerful. This applies to any sport or any athletic endeavor that requires regular training. As many top athletes have said, suffering in competitive athletics is inevitable, but being able to embrace the uncomfortable situation is paramount to success. And this is not just in exercise, but in other aspects of your life as well. Public speaking used to be one of my biggest fears, and I absolutely hated it any time that I had to go up and speak in front of an audience. But by learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, and by getting outside of my comfort zone, I was able to address this weakness and even learn to actually enjoy public speaking. Another example, I have learned that when I feel the burn during exercise or pain or discomfort, instead of running away from it and trying to escape it, I practice mindfulness. I look at it curiously, almost from a third-person perspective, intrigued by what I'm feeling rather than letting it control my thoughts. You can see this happen in action by doing something as simple as planks. So I'm going to challenge you to try doing a regular plank and time yourself. Now do it again, but this time don't let the burn consume you and instead watch it curiously, almost from a third-person perspective. See how much longer you can go. Research shows that regular aerobic exercise enhances cognitive functions, particularly executive functions. Here's the study from the International Journal of Sports Medicine. Link to the article is in the description below. Another study published in 2006 in the Journal of Health Psychology showed that participants who went from not exercising at all to even a modest program of 2 or 3 visits per week demonstrated decreased stress, smoking, alcohol, and caffeine consumption. Their spending and study habits improved and were overall able to improve their regulatory habits, meaning their ability to carry forward even when their body and mind is begging them to stop, enhance their ability to stay calm in the face of difficulties. This is closely tied to discipline, which you guys already know I'm a huge proponent of. Discipline and self-regulatory behavior allows you to achieve something that you set out to do at a prior moment in time, even when you don't want to do it at a later time. And like I've said before, discipline is a muscle requiring regular exercise. If you practice discipline in going to the gym regularly and eating healthier, you'll find it much easier to follow a disciplined study routine. Now, Charles Duhigg in The Power of Habit, which I have recommended multiple times on this channel, calls exercise a keystone habit, meaning this change in one area of your life can bring about positive changes in many other areas. These keystone habits are powerful because they change our sense of self and our sense of what is possible. As many of you have probably heard, you are the sum of your habits. Most of what we do day in and day out are simply repeated behaviors that are habits. Changing your habits is therefore one of the most powerful ways to change or improve yourself. Now, the takeaway from these studies is that you don't have to exercise at a professional or Olympic level of intensity. As long as you're challenging yourself, you're going to reap a multitude of benefits. Like I said in the video explaining my own journey to medical school, challenging yourself is a vital part in the process of growth and improvement. Challenging your muscles and body with increased exercise intensity and demand also provides a stimulus for muscular growth and strengthening. Similarly, challenging yourself in other areas of your life and getting outside of your comfort zone will help you grow in multiple different ways. If you're finding it difficult to start a regular exercise routine, consider the following. Although it may seem counterintuitive, studies have shown that people whose goals are weight loss and better health spend the least amount of time exercising. In this study of 335 men and women between ages 60 to 95, immediate rewards that enhanced daily life, such as revitalized energy, improved mood, and decreased stress, actually offered significantly more motivation. Personally, I love cycling and weight training, but I also occasionally go running or hiking. If you don't regularly exercise right now, how are you going to incorporate exercise into your life moving forward?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.